Well, this particular case with these fires, mm-hmm. could right. you have predicted it?
Well, here's what I predicted to you. In January, here's what I said to you. In 2007, when you break it down, 2 plus 0 plus 0 plus 7 is 9. That's the world number. I told you this was one of those cycles, clearing your space for new beginnings. Now, what I didn't know, because I knew it would be on a big level, I didn't know that it would be fire that would clear so many people's space for new beginnings, but that's exactly what's happening. And it's not just now. I mean, October 22nd, I would say, was a huge turning point when it's coming to this fire, because over 250,000 people have been evacuated. But if you go further back, I'll tell you when I knew something was up, George, it was May, the month of May, which is the month of five. You understand that it just breaks down to five? Five always means drama and things not looking quite right. It looks rather surreal. Well, that's when the fires first happened. It, May 5th, they had major fires. I don't know if you remember this, but it was in Georgia and moved all the way into Florida, and 600,000 acres were destroyed by the end of May.
Oh, yes.
And then we had, on May 8th, we had the fire with Griffith Park here in, yep. near the Hollywood, and almost lost the Hollywood sign. I mean, that was the big fear. And then Catalina, May 10th. Remember the Catalina fire?
Well, almost 5,000 acres there.
Right. So here we had this pattern that by the end of that month, well over 600,000 acres were destroyed. And, of course, I looked at it as that five energy. So I was already keenly aware of that fact. But when October happened, here's the power of what's happening right now. If I break down the numerology of that date, October 22nd, 2007, it does become a five. There are three ways to look at this, okay? The actual date, 2 plus 2 is 4. The month and day, 1 plus 2 plus 2 is 5. And then the whole date is 5. When you have double 5, you have a problem because it becomes a little too dramatic. And again, it doesn't look real. And the last time we went through this, 9/11/2001, George, that was a 2-5 day. It was the, remember how people thought that was a movie? The Twin Towers, when they saw it on television, they didn't even
yes.
believe it. Well, these fires do not. You know what the newscasters keep saying? They go, I don't want to sound morbid, but it's so spectacular looking. It's so beautiful. They don't want to say those words, but it's because you can't believe it's happening. Okay? And then I start, as the numerologist, looking for the number pattern. Well, here's what I'm catching. They say over, what, 500,000 people have been evacuated at this point.
Mm-hmm. That's a number.
23 evacuation sites have been set up in San Diego alone.
Another five.
Uh-huh. And then fires themselves, it's the fifth largest killer of people. And I think, wow, the fifth out of all the numbers, what it could be. And it is the number one killer for children 14, which 1 plus 4 is 5, 14 and under.
That is weird. I wanted to ask you also, as you look at this, though, can you make predictions or?
Well, here's what I can tell you. If you were to say to me, okay, Glennis, do you think they're going to get this fire under control? You think there won't be too much more loss of life, let's say? I'm going to tell you from my numerology, we're going to have some more death here, George, and I'll tell you why. Because we're in the month of one, which comes from October, 1 plus 0 is 1, one is competitive. And I don't know what you've caught on the news, but there are people fighting for their homes, right? They've been
yes.
asked to leave, but they don't want to. They want to try to save their house. Well, what's going to happen, George?
Well,
they could lose their life.
They could lose their lives
right.
if they
so
stay.
Now, here's what I did. I went further back in time to look at the Cedar Fire. Do you remember that? Was back in 2003?
I had just come into L.A. around that time. So I remember fires, but nothing, you know, I don't remember Cedars Fire.
Right. Well, check this out. This was what was considered before now the biggest fire in the history of California. And note 2003, 2 plus 0 plus 0 plus 3 is 5. So here was this dramatic fire. They say 280,000 acres were burned at the time. They are saying, George, that this is 10 times bigger than the Cedar Fire.
Yeah, this one's huge. This is
yeah.
a monster.
And 15 people lost their lives at that time. And it was also in October. So that, if you would have asked me, okay, what's the prediction? Unfortunately, more loss of life. They are talking about perhaps some illegal immigrants that are hiding out. It's going to be stuff like that. And then this is what I also do. I look at each day that's coming up. Like tomorrow, in numerology, it's the 24th. 2 plus 4 is 6. but the actual date adds up to 7. And when you see 6 and 7 in a date, it means confused and not sure. So I think there's going to be mistakes made tomorrow during this whole nightmare. And then the following day, I say it's the 25th, but it's also an 8. 8, 7 are toxic to each other. So, yeah, we've got some troubles ahead with this fire.
This is just incredible. I've never seen anything like this.
Isn't it?
Where a whole region is just wiped out.
Yeah, and the fact is they say it's arson, correct?
Well, in some spots it could be. There's so many fires out there now. Some have started from the other fires. Some started from electrical lines. Somebody says arson could be in some of the spots. My concern is that it continues to grow and fester.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And, you know, the other thing, going to George Bush, he just did this release of the emergency fund. He's starting with the number $5 million. But the speculation is it'll wind up being about $500 million. But again, notice the number.
Speaking of numbers, I had to ask you about the Mayan calendar date, 12-21-12.
12-21-12,
actually,
that's the actual date?
2012 is the year, but it's 12-21, but it looks weird when you look at 12-21-12.
Yeah, it does. Well, I'll tell you, I mean, I see a lot in that, because first, just like you asked me, okay, Glynis, did you predict this? Well, talking about the year of 9, when these people wind up being homeless, they have to go back to new beginnings, don't they?
Yes,
they have to clear their space. It's not even an option. Well, 2 + 1 + 2 is a year of 5. 5 always means drama. So it's a matter in how people play it. But it kind of reminds me of, remember when the millennium happened? What was it called? YK2?
Y2K.
Y2K. Say it again.
Y2K.
Okay, I knew I was dyslexic on that one. Okay.
It meant year 2000.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I remember at the time knowing full well it was no drama was going to happen. Like, I knew they were wrong, because the year 2000 is a 2, which is peace, love, harmony, not looking for conflict. So I just knew it, and of course nothing happened. In this instance, it's going to be state of mind. A lot of people are going to try to make sure something happens in that on that date so that they're making a statement. But I don't see it as a bad day. I don't see that. I actually see it ultimately. 12-21-2012 adds up to a 2. And 2 is that number that really doesn't want the problems. You know, it could be new beginnings in a positive way. It doesn't have to be the end of anything, except maybe, how about the end of intolerance?
Maybe.
Wouldn't that be nice? Because one thing I am maintaining about the millennium, this whole turning point, we as people have got to join forces. We have to work together, or we're not going to make it. I mean, that's what's becoming clearer and clearer in the world.